I had someone ask me recently a question that gave me a tremendous opportunity to reflect about my own inner journey and my own mindfulness practice that has been going on for a good number of years now. And it also gave me a chance to really appreciate the, I guess what I would call the fruits of mindfulness practice, the benefits of engaging in this practice over a longer period of time. I also can say that in some cases, it doesn't have to even be a longer period of time, is that it really, this practice unfolds for different people in different ways. So I don't really want to ever speak to any time frames or expected time frames to realize the fruits of the practice. The question was asked to me, this was by someone who had been practicing mindfulness for a good number of years and had recently gotten to a point in their life journey, in their inner journey, and they had said to me that they had gotten to a point where they had realized that they had gotten so in touch with all of the thinking that was going on and all of the things that they used to believe were true about what they were thinking, about what they were feeling, and that as that has been seen through, as they begun to realize that they are not their thoughts, they are not their beliefs, and no longer identifying as the person that believes this or that, and no longer is really worried about where their life is going or where they're heading or what they're supposed to be doing. They basically said to me that the question came up, and I thought this was absolutely perfect. They basically essentially asked, in the absence of all of those things, then what else is left? In other words, what they were asking me was, okay, I've engaged in mindfulness practice for a long period of time. I've begun to see through these thoughts and know that they really aren't true just because I think them. And that they realize that so much of their life's experience and energy and time was taken up with all of these beliefs about who they were, where they were headed, and what they were doing. And now suddenly they found themselves with more space where they were just able to be without any of the thinking about anything, without having any particular notions about what it all means and who they are and where they're going and what they're doing. And I definitely can say that this is something that I would certainly speak to, as I found out several years ago that there is more space that has opened up. And I definitely remember asking myself that question, okay, now what? You know, now that it seems like life is not so filled up with all of the thoughts and reactions and beliefs, and there's just more time to be, there's just more time to breathe in and out and just be open to whatever happens, however it flows. And I'm not saying to be complacent at all. I'm not saying that people should not make efforts, or myself for that matter, that, you know, I should not make efforts. But it's more about being able to learn to be more comfortable with the silence, to be more comfortable with the space, to become more comfortable with just being without needing to believe anything about it, being able to be without buying into whatever it is that I'm thinking about what is going on, or in some cases, I might be really wrapped up in what is not going on. It may sometimes feel like because there is more space, because there is more silence, it's not all taken up with, you know, in other words, what I find is the less that I put time and energy into my thoughts, the less that I buy into them and believe them just because I'm the person that happens to be having them. What I find is that life becomes a little quieter. It definitely becomes a little more simple. And when I can just trust it in my own being in any given moment, without needing to believe anything about it, without needing to think anything about it, it sometimes can feel like it is, it feels like there is less activity. It can feel sometimes it can feel a little more spacious. And I can definitely say that there were some points along my own inner journey, where sometimes that was a little bit, it definitely could sometimes cause some anxiety. I was trying to think of the right word for it, and at some point I just gave up trying to find a word, as it just wasn't coming to me. But I definitely found myself a little bit off kilter, so to speak. I found myself a little off balance because of the fact that I had not really had a lot of experience in just being here. I had not had a lot of experience in being in a moment without needing to think anything about it or believe, or even if the thoughts did come up, I would just let them come and go. I would just let them pass. I wasn't giving them time or energy. And I wasn't becoming attached to any of them. So it was kind of like a river just flowing past me. In other words, I didn't have to take it seriously. They were just things that were coming and going in the moment. And I began to see that it really was okay to just be here, that it was really safe for me to actually breathe in and out, to be here, to be present in this moment without, you know, really any ideas about what it was going to lead to, about what I was going to get, about what, you know, about identifying myself as a person who needed something that I did not already have. I began really to find that there was more really of just being in the moment, just being here, being able to see that there was so much more to each moment. I could pay attention to the things around me and appreciate them more. The people that are in my life, I could actually appreciate them more. I could actually really see the things that there are to be grateful for, because I wasn't so busy rushing along that river, that roaring river, those rapids, I guess is what I would call them, where these thoughts seem to come and go. And I guess if I can just realize I don't have to keep the raft above the water, I can actually trust. I can actually ride that river of thoughts, and I don't even have to, I don't need to actually try to stay afloat, that somehow I am actually buoyant, I guess would be the right word for this, without really trying to stay upright. In other words, if I could just let the thoughts happen, trust in my own ability to just keep connecting back with this present moment, and stabilize and allow myself to stabilize my own mind and my own being. I didn't have to really try. It was really more about actually not needing to do as much to try to stay upright. That the more that I could actually just let my mind do what it was going to do without trying to encourage it to do anything else, without trying to have any agenda for being in any given moment and just appreciate what there is, it really is so much more simple. And I found for me that it sometimes was so simple that I really was not able to feel comfortable in it. I didn't really trust myself because I was always in the habit of thinking, and that's of course the operative word here, I was in the habit of thinking that it had to be more complicated than this, that I really couldn't be satisfied with just what there is in this moment right here, right now, because I had gotten in the habit somewhere of thinking that I somehow needed to do something or find something external to me. And so I say all these things today to really make the point that so much of what we can do to ourselves in terms of what we're, you know, our own inner narrative, our own inner dialogue, really results from a lot of habit or habits that we've picked up along the way. And I think what happens is once, you know, mindfulness practice has the ability to put ourselves in a situation where once we find ourselves with the ability to not, and it's available to any of us, that this is not anything that I have any special gifts for, or anyone else that I've met that has practiced for, you know, for either a short time or a longer period of time, is that we have the ability to be able to establish ourselves in being here and in finding that we are actually enough as we are in any given moment, that we don't necessarily need to try to think our way into being anyone else or acting in any different way than we are in any given moment. That it's something that I think for a lot of people, myself included, I really wasn't prepared for, because somehow I was raised and became a product of the culture that I found myself within, that there was always something that I needed to do in order to get there. There was some place that I was trying to get. I wasn't really necessarily enjoying what is here in this moment, because I really was busy being someone trying to get to the next destination. If I found myself here, this was just somewhere that I just happened to find myself, but I was on my way to something else. And I will say now that mindfulness practice, it's easy sometimes, and I know even for myself, because I've always come at this from the standpoint of allowing the practice to be able to help me cope more effectively with the difficult situations that I find myself in. Some of them are self-created, some of them are out of my control. But I don't always think about the benefits or the fruits of the practice that really allow us to be able to just be here right this moment, and to be able to live within that increased or greater sense of spaciousness, to be able to appreciate the things around us. Because I know, at least for me, and a lot of people that I've spoken with over the years, that we become habituated to always feeling like there's somewhere else we have to get. There's always something else that we need to do in order to feel like we're there, quote unquote. And that it may very well be, and I can't say, it's really beyond my it's beyond my understanding and it's beyond my knowing, but it may very well be that this present moment is all there is, and that all of the gifts that I had been looking for and trying to find are actually here, and that so much of the external stuff that I felt like I needed to make efforts and strive to get to that place, they are really available right here and right now. It's not up to me. I'm certainly not here to tell anyone. And I'm not saying that, people should not want to transform themselves in some way. I'm not here to say that there, aren't things that need to be done. But I'm also here to say that it's not so much about saying that that isn't necessary. What I am finding is that, I guess what I am saying is, whether someone is on their way to another destination, whether someone has places to go, and I'm speaking just in a general sense, if someone is on a journey to getting to a different place in life, that's all well and good. What I have learned, at least for myself, and I'm reminding myself, I'm not necessarily advocating this for anyone else or trying to convince anyone of anything, but regardless of whether I am trying to get somewhere else or not, it's not up to me to say this only, but I can only determine what's right for me and in my own experience. But I would say that there is this gift of the present moment, and that sometimes being able to be here for it takes a little bit of an openness to openness itself. That it actually is something that's, it's something we can certainly become more comfortable with. But in the end, what I'm finding is that when I ask the question, is this all there is? What I'm finding is there is so much to all to this, what this actually looks like, what this actually feels like right now, without it needing to be any different from the way that it is. It is possibly, and at least for me, it has certainly been revolutionary. It has certainly changed the game for me. It's taken me a lot of years, and I know I'm not there yet, to get more comfortable with this, that it really is more simple than I once thought that it was, and that it really, there are so many more gifts than I ever dreamed possible that are right in front of me. And all that is required for me to do this is to just be present in every moment. And thankfully, mindfulness practice, and of course, mindful coping practice, if I can cope more effectively, if I can actually deal with the things that are happening all around me, out in the world where all this stuff is happening, then I am definitely in a better position to be able to appreciate these gifts that are all around me. these things that I maybe was not tuned into before, but now have the ability to be tuned in because of the practice itself. Being able to, if I can cope more effectively, really what I'm saying is that I have begun to realize and correlate that, you know, coping more effectively really means that I'm not off somewhere else in my head, somewhere else wishing it was different, needing it to be different, needing to be somewhere else other than here because I was so busy believing that whatever it was that was happening here wasn't what I really wanted. I didn't really know what I wanted. And at some point, I realize now that it's not even about wanting or not wanting anything. What I have really found for myself after years of this practice is that coping in of itself is really just about cultivating more space for myself to actually really appreciate what is going on and also to be thankful sometimes for what isn't going on, the things that actually did cause me difficulties and that were challenging and that sometimes were, you know, made it very, very difficult to cope. I could really just rest in this space and be thankful for it. And even if I can't answer the question, is this all there is? Because I really have no way of knowing if this is all there is. What I also find too is that some of whatever it is, when I ask the question, is this all there is? What I'm finding is there's things that I wasn't even aware were here. There were things that were so beneficial to me and that I could appreciate so much more deeply. And I could see them and tune into them more if I was able to be here and not somewhere else caught up in my thinking and in my own emotional reactivity. And it's not to say that I still don't have those struggles, because I do, but it's wonderful to be able to remind myself that one of the fruits of this practice, one of the fruits of practicing just being present in this moment, is that I have the ability to discover things that I don't really necessarily have to go somewhere else to get. I don't have to go look and search and find them. They are actually here right within myself, right here, right now. And that there's nothing that I really necessarily have to do that I have to really, put myself through in order to be able to be here and experience that. And it's almost like, in a way, it's kind of like I've heard a teacher before refer to this as coming back home to ourselves. And I really am beginning to sense that this is really what this means, and that it isn't really out there. It's really ultimately in here, and that all these things are accessible to all of us. But what I found is that I first have to, the practice really was about being able to make my peace with the distractions, all of the endless thinking, all the endless speculating about how bad it was and how long it was going to stay this way, or was it going to get worse, and thinking that everything was my fault or someone else's fault, when I could begin to clear all those things away and I could realize that it really is clearly much more simple than I ever thought that it was. I know I'll get caught up in thinking again. I'm not immune to it, and that is really not the idea here. I'm not trying to become immune to overthinking things. I'm not trying to become immune to reacting emotionally. I think what I can do, that what has worked more effectively in order to cope more effectively, is to just pay attention, so that if I do catch myself doing it, I'm much more likely to realize it sooner and not miss out on the gift of this present moment, and not to miss out on all the wonderful things that are right here, right now. And it's not to say that sometimes we don't find ourselves in situations that don't feel like gifts, that we don't really see the gifts. We don't really see what's wonderful. And I realize sometimes we're in situations that are very challenging. But I know that the more that I can be here and be present for it and not get carried away in my thinking about it, the more that I can maneuver and navigate through these difficult times, and ultimately to see some of the gifts that are around right here, right now, right here next to me, even in the midst of challenging times. It's really just about my perspective. And it's really just about being able to reconnect with being here, right here, right now, within myself, and realizing that those thoughts, and to continue to believe them, and to continue to identify as the person having them, is what is going to take me further away from that.